All right. Make sure you get your prayer clothes, because I tell you what, there's a strong anointing in this place. It started this morning, and I'm just very, very grateful. It's even hard for me to stand right now. And those that are listening, I wish you can get here, because there's something about getting in this place. There's a heavy realm of the angelic presence here, and it's very, very important to get into this place, especially when we're all glorifying the Lord the way we are. You know, it sets an atmosphere, and it's not like anything else. I mean, when one puts to flight, you know, when one comes together, it puts a flight of so many angelic realms, and when two come together, it puts out 10,000, and when another one comes together, it puts out more, and, you know, we're collectively just glorifying God, and it's putting a realm of glory out there that... And it's a healing anointing. It's a deliverance anointing. It's your life is going to be changed just being in the atmosphere and the presence. And I can go on and on with just the testimonies that are in my life. And I was sharing with Pastor Tim. I said, I want to create an atmosphere in my own life that when I walk, people are being touched just in the presence. And when I walk into a room, things are starting to happen. And it's already taken place, especially when I give you a hug and all this other stuff. I've heard people getting electric shocks through their bodies when they're getting hugs. Some people couldn't sleep, and next thing you know, they slept like babies that night. And it's just amazing what's happening, and I'm just very grateful because we're giving God all the glory and honor and praise, and that's what glory is, giving Him glory. And so we've been speaking a message. We're good, Jim, right? We've been speaking a message on why God and who God is. And look, I understand. I was a regular, normal dude until my life was alterly changed in a dramatic way. And pretty soon we'll have a book out and it'll share my testimony. And Michelle over there, I want to give the Lord a hand of praise for her too, because she's has sacrificed her time on Fridays to come and help me. And, you know, we're moving along and it's really good. It just the kickstart is the hardest. But once it's, you know, I think we're now starting to flow a little bit, and which is awesome. And so we'll be able to have a book to be able to understand this realm that we're talking about, and also understand my testimony and how I even got to this place. But with that being said, I know it's impossible to believe in God. I mean, He's not around. Look, where is He? I mean, think about it. When all the pressures in your life are just hanging on your shoulders and you're looking at all these things and, you know, the life, the generation that we're growing up in right now is probably the most hardest generation that it would ever want to live in. I mean, I wish I was born like 50 years ago or 100 years ago. I always say I was a cowboy from the West, and, you know, and to live in this day and age is probably the most hardest life to live right now. How many people would really agree with what I'm saying? Media and technology. I mean, you learn the computers, and then that computer in 1 week is really not good, and it has to be updated. And, you know, and then you get a phone, and that phone is good for a month, and then next thing you know, you gotta get another one because it just ain't keeping up. And I mean, it's just radically changing our world as we know it, and it's even getting harder and harder to see God. And I want to share why God, even though we don't know Him, and I'm going to tell you, He doesn't exist, but in reality, He does exist. He doesn't exist to you right now, maybe those that are here, but those that are listening are probably hungry to know God, but He doesn't exist until He is created with inside of you, and then He exists. God is always around. He's always there. He's living inside of us, and He's been living inside of us since the day you were born, but you just don't know it. And I want to bring knowledge to you so that you know who the God that I serve. Now, I go around saying, you don't know my God. If you knew my God, then I would know you knew my God, because I could tell by the joy and the peace and the happiness that you carry. When I hear people, you know, in the world and the cares of the world, I say, you don't know my God, because my God takes away these cares. My God washes away these things. My God allows you to not see these things, and you don't get weighed down by them. You live in a realm called the glory. You live in a realm called the spirit. You live in a realm, a world that is not known to this world. But I'm going to let you know this world, because you actually walk, you can walk in this world. It's easy as going like this, bloop, and now you're in it. Now I'm out of it. I start thinking about the world, I'm out of the realm. When I start going in here and I put my thoughts somewhere else, then I'm in that realm.
Your thoughts control your heart. How many people understand that? So if your mind is upset, your heart's going to get troubled. And then if your heart's troubled, guess what? You're not in my realm. You're not in the glory. The glory will cause you to cry, and the glory will cause you to laugh all at once. You'll be weeping and you'll be crying all at the same time. That's glory. And John had a testimony about one of his friends entered into the realm of glory. And he was able to say, that's glory. You touched glory. To be able to come into glory, once you taste it, you'll never go back. And I want you to taste it. And there are people out there that are desiring to know God, has tried to know God, walked into every type of religious atmosphere, whether it was Judaism, Muslim, Asia, Hindi, whatever they all are. I don't have a list of them all, but they tried to walk into it and never taste the glory. That's a shame. My heart starts to get really heavy, and I start to feel for these people not knowing the realm of glory. And I want us to know the realm of glory, because you are in torment. Those that I'm talking to out there, they're in torment. They have no understanding. And listen, even myself in the realm of glory and walk in it and taste it every day, I still get troubled by the world. So I understand the pain and the suffering that you're carrying. It's not like I'm invincible and I'm Superman. I'm telling you, I just know how to get in it faster. I know when these things start attacking me, I know how to get out of it. I know how to defeat the enemy by giving it to God, because he's the one that defeats our battles. The battle don't belong to you. And that's the problem. We seem to fight it all the time. And we have to learn how to surrender. And I'm going to show you how to surrender. I want you to know who my God is. Jesus is a great man. He's in this book. It's called the Holy Bible. If you guys don't know what this is, it's a book that bears great witness in what happened in my life. When I was changed and I came down, everything that I was told was in here. And there's a man called Jesus, and he would mention the same thing, but I never really realized that he was calling God his God too, but he was calling him my Father. Well, my Father in heaven, my Father. And I said, you know what? I'm not wrong by saying my God, because it is my God. And until you understand my God, he's not your God yet. I want him to be your God, but he is your God because he's been living inside of you for all these years. You just don't know it. It's almost like you've been adopted and you've been living with false parents all these years, and you never really realized that they were your real parents for some reason or another. So you have a father living inside of you, a God living inside of you. You just don't know him yet. And that when you surrender to this God, he puts you in a wonderful place, and he begins to set you free. He begins to heal you, deliver you, and set you free. And not only does he do all those things, he fills you. Now, what does it mean to be filled? I'm going to tell you what it is to be filled. Does anybody have a hope? Does anybody have a desire, a want? You know, something that they want to do, something they want to be? Well, that's being filled. You're being filled with your desires. You're being filled with your wants. You're being filled with your things that you feel that you need. Your life isn't over yet. You're not done. If you're breathing, you're still here. Your life is not done and over yet. But without God, it seems like we're done. We want to give up. And I want to share with us today about faith. Because faith is a substance of the things hoped for. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. And it also says it's the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to read out of here, out of this Bible, a chapter here. And it says in verse 11, Hebrews verse 11, or chapter 11, I'm sorry, verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice, and it just keeps going on. By faith, But in verse 6 it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him and to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And I want you to understand about what it is to be rewarded to those who diligently seek him. He fills you. He gives you your hopes. You have life inside of you. And that life that's inside of you is really your hopes, your desires, your loves, your needs. Now, a lot of us are lost. We don't know what we want. You know, if I ask you, well, what do you desire? I don't know. I don't know what I want. I don't know what. And that's okay. That's called being lost. Okay? We're all lost until we get found. We're all lost. And it's okay to be lost. I want you to know it's good to be lost. The best thing for you to do is to agree that you're lost. To agree to the fact that you just don't know what you want. You just don't know what you want to do. You just don't know. And it's okay. When you reach that place that you really don't know, that's the beginning. That's the beginning to start. And that's where I want you to end up to. If you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, that's the best thing. But at the same time, if you do have a desire and you do have a hope and you do have some type of passion or what have you that you want to fill, that's good too. So I just want you to understand how you might be feeling, and I want to witness to what you're feeling and try to show you how to open yourself up. And once you start opening yourself up, now I call the King of Glory can come in. It's important for the glory to come into your life. And it takes a lot. You have to renew your mind. The renewing of the mind is so important so that when your mind is renewed, your heart is established. If your mind isn't renewed, your heart isn't going to be established, and your heart is always going to be troubled. Now, I see God doing some supernatural things. And, you know, we're hoping to maybe afterwards minister to a few. But that's a jump start. Now you have to maintain it. And the way to maintain it here is to really log on to these messages, to get the truth so that you establish a good base inside of you. You need a base to lay on. You need to lock in on a witness. And my words are just a witness. You already know the truth. You already have a relationship with God, you just don't know it. You already know the truth, you just don't know it. And I'm just laying it all out for you, and all I am is the witness of what is already inside of you. And if it doesn't witness, more than likely, it's the darkness that is disguising itself as truth, and it's only there to ruin your life. We don't know the battles that we fight. John's testimony was wonderful about how he was taught to see the battles. The negative thoughts in his mind was tormenting him. God knows your need because he put it in you. You see how you feel? That's God's feelings. It's not you, it's him. You see? When you start feeling negative, I'm going to tell you right now, it's the dark realm that you don't know yet. It's the wickedness, the powers, the principalities, the wickedness, the things in high places that are out there to kill, steal, and destroy your life. And it's true. Let's put it this way. Let's take a regular, ordinary person, brought up in a very ordinary household, and started getting involved in dope. Next thing you know, they're mainlining it. Okay? Do you think that person really meant to do that? Do you really think that they went in that direction because they wanted to? No, a little bit by little bit by little bit, it got them to the point where it was just not good for them. And then put them in circumstances that caused their life to get really troubled. The bottom line is the forces of evil was trying to destroy your life. Now, I embrace those individuals. You know why? Because if the enemy wants to kill you, you're anointed. I want you so bad. I want you so much in my life, I don't want to let you go. I want to hold on to you. If you feel as though that your life is going down the gutter and you can't get out, I want you so bad. Because I know that the enemy doesn't want you. I know that the enemy is trying to take you out and destroy your life. Well, we're not having that. Now, if your life is all good and everything's healthy and happy and wonderful, you know what? I don't want to touch you because I didn't come here for those. I came for the ones that the enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy. I came for the ones that the enemy is trying to take God's loving children away from them. It's almost like a daddy who sees their children and suffering and being caught in a battle that they can't beat, and I'm jumping in to defend them. Ah, no, you're not going to win. Give me my kids over here, and I'm going to take away all those rough enemies that are trying to beat you up. They're just bullies. That's all they are. Does anybody understand what a bully is? They're punks. They're just bullies. They're idiots. That's the way I call it. They're just punks. I remember when I was younger, I always used to go after those kind. You know, even back when I was younger, I just always went for the bigger ones too, because I knew if I got beat up, I can always say, well, you take on them, you know. It was okay to get beat up by the real big ones. But I know that God has a plan for us, and you're at the right place. You're at the right place. If you hear my words today and you're seeking to know God, you could have never been any better in the place that you're at right now. And I know God is going to meet you where you're at, and he's going to do a miracle in your life. Where you're at right now, you feel stagnant and stuffy. Well, God's going to open up a door and break that, especially after today. So with that being said, start having that grateful thought in your heart and start knowing that your life is going to be changed. I always shared with my wife, I say to her, you know, if we just have a little bit of a mustard seed, a little tiny bit of, so to say, repentance or just some hope or faith, God's so gracious to start forgiving us. He's so quick to just show himself. I mean, think about it. How can you be, let's say you're a father or a mother and you have a very young child. How can you possibly be mad at that child if that child did something wrong? Especially the first time. I mean, it's cute, isn't it? It's like, oh, it's okay. But you don't understand. It comes in covered with chocolate all over and chocolate on the walls. And I mean, you just got chocolate all over your white carpet and you're still like, saying, oh, it's okay, it's all right, but you don't understand, you have to replace the carpet and everything, but it's all right, oh, it's so cute. Well, that's God in you. That's God in your life. That's how he is towards us. He's so quick to forgive us. He's so quick to overlook everything in our life, and we have to realize that. So I want to talk about why my God, why? Why? Because he's so loving and forgiving, and plus he's so powerful, and he can destroy all the darkness that is trying to affect our lives. And for one, what I can say is there's nothing impossible for God. There is nothing. So there's a life that is already established for us, and we want to be able to follow through with that life. And that life is inside of us. You have a desire, you have a passion, you have a love, you have things that you want to do, all those things. Well, that's God's plan for you. It's not your plan. It's his plan. And we have to get his plan to come into existence. And when God's plan comes into existence into your life, you don't have no lack. It's just a matter of when. You have it already. I used to share with people, make a list. Put it on the wall. Look at it. Know that it's coming. The problem with us is we're like microwave people. We want it now. You know, if we don't have it now, and if it's not right then and there, we start getting all frantic-y and panicky, and we're like, oh, it's never going to come. It's never going to happen. Well, that is forces that we don't know that starts to take away what is. And we don't want to manifest that. We don't want to have that negative feeling inside of us. We don't want that. Now, it has to be in the heart. You can walk around with it all day long in your mind, and you can be like, hi, how you doing? But inside, you're like ripped up. Okay, it's best to agree with you being ripped up inside and literally come out and say, listen, I'm ripped up, but I know that there's some hope. Listen, that's the beginning of faith.
Okay? Faith is the substance of the things hoped for. And it's the evidence of the things not seen. So you can't see hope. You only feel it. I don't want you to stop feeling it. I want you to continue to feel. If you don't have any feelings, you're dead. Okay? Now, a lot of people have controversies with me. Well, you can't get emotional when you can't. Listen, just please. Let's start somewhere. Okay? And then we can control our emotions. But let's get something going. Let's get a little bit of feeling going. There are some people out there that are listening right now that have no feeling at all, and they begin to start cutting themselves. Has anyone ever heard of cutters? Yeah, it's very nasty. Okay, it's sad. It breaks my heart to see someone like that. And I hope that those that are listening right now, they don't have to be that way. They don't have to live that way. And I want to bring some feelings inside of you. Please come. If there's a way where I can be a part of your life to take you away from that realm. Because you're dying inside and you just want to be free. There's others out there that go for abuse. They get hit and they feel as though that they're loved because of the way they've been hit or the way they've been treated and yelled. And then there's others out there that make others feel that way and they feel like they have, go ahead, hit me, you know. I've seen it all. But they don't have to live that life. And so I want to talk about the importance of faith and how important faith is. Faith is a substance. And truly, I've come down to the point that faith is God. And without faith, you can't please God. It's because you can't bring him into your life. You can't bring God into your life without faith. It's a substance that you don't know of. It's a power that you don't know of. And it's a very, very difficult path to get it. It's very hard to make it. It's an ingredient that takes a lot of effort. A lot of effort. And you can't give up. You have to keep chugging along. You have to constantly believe what is inside of you. How do you feel? Forget about what you think, the way you look like, and your circumstances that are outside, whether, you know, you come from a poverty state or, you know, you live in a country that may not have the things that could bring you what you desire. You're thinking so negative and narrow-minded. The things that God can do is far beyond what you can comprehend or imagine. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can't bring faith into your life without support. You need to be able to hear the truth, like a message like this, to bring that support into you. Because you can't live in faith by yourself. You need another individual to encourage you. You need another person in your life to say, hey, come on, we can do this. We need each other. I'm going to tell you right now. Those that are just coming into knowing God, we need each other. And then once you are built up with one another, then you don't really need anyone. You're established. You got God. Now it's like, nah, man. I already seen the miracles happen. He's established already. I know the dude. He's awesome. I love him, you know. He's my mommy. He's my daddy. He's my brother. He's my sister. He's everything. He's my lover. He's my whole nine yards. I'm filled. I don't need anything. And then the things of this world begin to start fading away. And, you know, there's a tremendous amount of peace that comes into your life when God comes into your life. When you establish enough faith to where you actually created him and he's alive and living inside and you know who he is, you don't need anything. You're filled. Right now we're empty and we're desperate. We're dry and we're thirsty. We're lost and we want to be found. I know because I was there. I know I can't be one to sit up here and talk if my whole life was a bowl of cherries. I'd be what you call a hypocrite that is just speaking from a book. And, I heard a story about your life.
I have an idea what it's like to be in your shoes. Listen to me. God can change your circumstances. I've seen too many miracles, too many signs, too many wonders. My life in itself is a sign and a wonder and a miracle. And with you being here today is the beginning of your miracle. You're a sign. You're a wonder. You're a miracle. You're a testimony and you don't even know it yet. You're a born, living testimony. And the world needs to hear your testimony. And until we finally release everything, woe me, woe is me, woe is me. And as soon as we get out of that self-pity, so to say, and begin to realize, yeah, I've been knocked down, but I'm going to get up. I've been knocked down, but I'm going to get up. But this time, when I get up, I'm not getting up alone. And this is the beginning of faith. Faith is a substance that you need so desperately in your life. You can't do it alone. You're going to get knocked down, and you're going to keep not getting knocked down, and you're never, ever going to get out of your circumstances. You're never, ever going to get healed, delivered, and set free. You're never, ever going to be able to fulfill your hopes if you don't get up with God, if you don't get up with Him. How many people want to get up with God? Amen. Today's your day. Today's your day. It's a simple thing of just saying, okay, God, let's get up. I remember one of the most powerful days, and I share this a lot, in Mexico. Tim was there that one time. Man, we ministered to over thousands. I couldn't even walk by them fast enough. And God's ways are His ways, and I don't understand it. But I'm going to tell you right now, there was a time before we even went to that one service, and we broke ground. And I said, okay, God, let's go. And as soon as I said that, that was it. And that's how it is in your life, too. You're no different than me. You're no different than me. The only difference is God is walking with me. I established Him in my heart, and I'm saying, okay, God, let's go. That's all you got to do, too. All you got to do is say, God, I can't do this without you. You're no different than me. And I want you to understand that. And it's the same thing. If anybody has read this Bible and heard the miracles about Jesus and everything, He says, greater works you shall do. Amen. We're no different than Him either. He had an establishment with the Father. He knew God. He knew His God. And He said, okay, God, let's go. And I learned that. Okay, God, let's go. If we think that we can walk the rest of our life without Him, sorry, you're done. I should just say, bye now. See you later. It was nice knowing you. Have a nice life. And I hope you have a good eternal life. Now, those words are hard. Nobody wants to hear that stuff. But you're lost. You can't be lost. What it is to not be lost is you walk with God. It's really simple, but it's so hard. You just have to realize you can't do it on your own. You have to realize, too, that you can't do nothing without Him. Whatever you think is probably wrong until you begin to think within. And that's where your real mind is. And that within mind is going to not make sense with your upstairs mind. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a conflict. This is the natural up here in your head, the one that we normally think about, the one that tells us all these goofy thoughts. And then there's another mind within inside of us. It's called our feelings. It's called the anointing. It's called the mind of Christ. It's called a lot of things. And I want to just tell you, it's all the same. It's inside. And that inside mind is what we really need to know. We really need to walk with it.
We need to really understand it, and we really need to believe it. Because then there's another mind that comes two sources. One here, which is in our head, and then another source that manifests on the outside. Oh, I don't know if you can do that. You don't understand. I don't think so. That's not what the doctor said. Oh, that's not what the principal said. Oh, that's not what your teacher said. Oh, that's not what the neighbor said. How many people are understanding what I'm saying? So there are forces that don't know God. The only one that knows him is you. I don't even know him. Unless he reveals him to me. But only you know him. Even though he's my God, he didn't tell me about you. Unless he decides to tell me about you. But only you know God inside of you. See, I want you to know my God, but I'm going to tell you my God speaks to me and he speaks to you in a whole different way. Only you know how you're feeling. Only you know. Okay? And that's you and him. Him and you. You're one. And no one can tell me how I'm feeling. You see what I'm saying? Unless God reveals it to you. And you have to understand that. So don't let anybody tell you what to do. Don't let anybody try to persuade you into a place where you're not feeling. Now I'm going to tell you the best way of getting a word from the Lord is if it bears witness with what's inside of you. Because my God will say the same thing as your God. If you're honest with yourself. Now, this might be a little bit over some of your heads, but just hear what I have to say. You have a God inside of you that you have to begin to learn how to trust. Whether you're right or wrong, good or bad, I don't care because you'll learn from it. You need to be taught how to hear the voice of God. You have to learn how to walk with God. Now, listen to me. Let's say you heard that still small voice of your feelings inside. If it goes to the negative, I'm going to tell you right now, more than likely it's not God. God is always on a positive note. He makes you feel good. But there are times where he'll throw a red flag up and he'll say, get a witness. Get a check. I got a check in my spirit. I need something. I need a witness. I need a witness. Well, find somebody that you know is in God. Find somebody that you know knows God. And I always say, if you want my number, text me and I will see if I can be that witness for you. Because I will truly make sure that I hear from God. Because that's the last thing I want to do, is to give you a false witness. I won't say anything at all. I'll just say, I'm sorry, I don't have a witness for you. I'm not getting anything from God right now, so have a nice day. Rather than coming up and feel like I have to create something, I rather speak the right word in him than to speak anything at all. And so I want you to know, those that are listening, please send us an email, send us some kind of line. Take my cell phone. I love texts because I don't answer it. I answer texts. And then I'll talk to you personally, maybe, if you're lucky. But let's talk about faith. Faith is a substance. It's supernatural. It's an ingredient. I refer it to like atoms and nucleuses. Is that right? What's those little particles that make up matter? Atoms. Can you see atoms? Can't see them, can you? But they're there, right? How do you know they're there? You read them? Somebody proved it? Okay. I want to prove to you, just like you, atoms were proved to you. I want to let you know that there is a thing that can create health, create destiny, create your need. Okay, just like an atom. You can't see an atom, but you believe it, right? Somehow or another, you came to a place of believing it. Well, my God is like an atom. You can't see it, but it's there. It creates. And through faith is like an atom. It's a substance. And it starts in your heart. You want to give up hope? Okay. Faith is the substance of the things hoped for. So if you give up hope, you're losing the atoms. You're losing the molecules that will bring your life in. So don't lose hope. Anything that's trying to rob your hope, anything that's trying to take away what you want to do, anything that's trying to take away anything, anything is trying to steal your faith. Those things you got to learn and identify and get rid of it. That's what this ministry is about. For you to recognize two forces. One that loves you and will never forsake you. And then the other force who hates you and wants to destroy you. How many people are understanding what I'm saying? Amen. And the more you establish yourself in hope, listen, I don't expect anybody to know my God yet, but can you relate with hope? Okay, well, that's my God. If you can start relating with hope, and if you can start relating with feelings, you're starting to know my God. Let's start somewhere. Let's start walking in this truth, and then you will know him, and he will set you free. We have to begin to battle. We have to begin to war. We have a will. We have to cast down the will that brings in these thoughts. It's so easy. How many people realize it's so easy to bow down to negative stuff? It's knocking at our door every day. And we're going, hello, come in. And we don't even know who it is. It's a stranger. But for some reason, we're inviting them into our heart, and it's just ripping up our house. And then when we find out that our house is all messed up, we're finally now saying, okay, it's time for you to leave. Well, why don't we just stop at the door? Why do we wait until he comes in and throws our furniture all over the place? And then we're all troubled inside. Why do we wait until we're all troubled inside? Why don't we hear the... and stop at the door and say, no, I let you in last time and look what you did to my house. You destroyed my house. Tim, if you need some help, we can get some other men here to give them a hand. Okay, good. God's going to do a miracle. I know my God. He's a God of atoms. You come collectively with me, your God's going to put some atoms in heaven with me. And we'll have enough atoms to form this chair. How many people understand what I'm talking about? We need to create an atmosphere for God. And we can bring a realm of glory that will do incredible and wonderful things. And I'm on a mission. My life is given to God. And the world will lose its power, and it has no strength over me. Call me Rocky. Because, to be honest with you, they have no power unless we give it to them. It's no different than this. Let's say a neighbor down the road, you drive by, and somebody, he happens to yell something nasty.
You drive by, how you doing, buddy? And it doesn't affect you. That's just like the darkness. They can't affect you unless you let them. The darkness cannot affect you unless you let them. But when something's dear to you, excuse me. I got something. When something's dear to you, it starts affecting you, amen? It's almost like a loved one says something nasty to you. You take it to heart, and the next thing you know, you're all messed up over it, and you know, you can't get over it, and it's bothered, and some people hold it for years, never come to a place of letting it go. Well, this is where the power of darkness has over your life. Yourself is very dear. You love yourself. And it's okay to love yourself. But you have to learn not to get hurt by it. So when things happen to you, you have to look at it as yourself as the neighbor that has no power over you. You can't love yourself so much that you get offended. How many people understand what I'm saying? Okay? Now, it's okay to happen in the beginning. Sure, you have every right to be upset. That person shouldn't have done what he did or, you know, say what they said or whatever it might be. But then there's a point where you stop protecting self. And then you give God the authority over your life. And then you say, you know what? You have no power over me unless my Father in heaven has given it to you. So if this is what's happening to me right now, so be it. Because I've given my life to God. And if God chooses to alter my life and make me like this, there's only one reason for me to know him the more. That's it. He loves you very, very deeply, and your condition is only because God is knocking at your door. He loves you so much. I used to not understand why people had bad luck. And then I started saying, you know what? It's good luck. Because their life is going to change. They're going to start looking at what they're doing is not right, and they're going to change the way they're doing things, and they're going to get on the right path because God loves them. God wants them on a different path. I don't care what your circumstances is. There's something within our heart that needs to walk in a different direction. It's not about the outside. It's about the inside. And as soon as we line up the inside with God's will, his plan, his purpose, his ways, and we surrender to it, he turns you around and restores everything. He'll make where it's not happy, happy. He'll make what's not right, right. I'm going to tell you, it's the truth. Now, it might not happen overnight. There's super miraculous miracles, and then there's healings. Some happen instantly. And some happen within the next couple of days. Some might take a year. Some might go into remission and never, ever, ever come back again. How many people want that? Amen. If we can just bow our heads for a moment. I want God to come into your life real. Not the phony ones that we knew all of growing up. Not the story God. Not the pillow God. Not the one that we come to all the time when something's not good. But I want the one that wants a relationship with you. I want the one to come into your life that's been there and never left. I just want you to know God who's been there since the day you were born. It's really who you are. And I want you to know the powers of darkness and how they just try to implement and change your heart and make you to something you're not. And that power is leaving. God is going to continue to pour out blessings and miracles, and you're going to see him. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing here and those that are listening in the website. Father, I ask that you touch those right now that are here in a special way and empower them to begin to know that they need to walk with you. Whether it's in as soon as they wake up and when they go to bed, they can't do nothing without you. And Lord, I ask that you begin to start doing a miracle in their life so that they begin to see that you are real and you're not just a fairy tale. Because the fairy tale God is over. Change their life. Those that are listening here today, those that are listening on the CD or wherever they hear these words, take the pain away. Put a good feeling inside of them. Fill them and satisfy their thirst. Feed them and satisfy their hunger. I pray. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Now, I'd like to pray for some individuals.